So happy Epiphany. I love being a priest, especially during Holy Week and Christmas time. I love being a priest all the time, but especially during these special times of the year when we celebrate the most central mysteries of our faith. What we do and how we pray throughout the year comes into such clear focus during these times. Part of what becomes clear to me is the deep connection between the mysteries from the life of Jesus' time on earth and what happens here and now in Mass. At Christmas, we pray about how the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. God became one of us. Human. That is the mystery of the incarnation, the mystery of Christmas. That baby placed in the manger, the place where the livestock eat, is also the one who is placed on the table of the altar, the place where his people come to eat. The Son of God became flesh and dwelt among us 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem. The Son of God becomes flesh and dwells among us today in Oshkosh at this altar. In the Mass, we come to see and to worship and to receive Him who is Christ and Lord. And that is Christmas. The Magi from the east followed the star to find this newborn king. The three wise men brought an offering, gifts that were precious to them, of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And we too seek Christ as the Magi did. In the darkness of our world, we seek the light who is the Son of God Himself. We each have a bit of a different journey, but here we are, in the place where the Son of God is present. We recognize Him, and we have come to worship Him. And this is the Epiphany. What do we bring this morning? What do we offer? The Mass teaches us. We bring not gold, frankincense, and myrrh, but we offer bread and wine, the staple of our lives. Through the bread and wine, Christ becomes present as He offers His very self in sacrifice to the Father. As we are drawn into His life, we then offer ourselves as a living sacrifice to the Father. On this altar, the bread and wine and the offerings of our money are to represent ourselves, the offering of our very lives. As we have come to know the one true God, the only offering that makes sense is to give ourselves in return. As we grow in our faith, that is what happens over time. We give more and more of ourselves to the one who made us and who gave himself to us. We become more and more generous in the way we give our lives to him. We allow him more and more to impact our decisions and to guide what becomes most important in our lives. On this altar, the bread and wine is transformed into the body and blood of Christ. As we come to know Christ more deeply, as we seek to grow in his love, we learn that on this altar we offer ourselves so that we too might be changed. We offer ourselves to God so that God may transform us into the body of his Son. In many parts of the world, today the Epiphany is the day of gift giving. The gift Jesus gave is the gift of himself. Once we have received that gift, the only response that makes sense is for us to give ourselves in return. The gift that the newborn king desires is our very lives. So let us come and adore him. Let us come and receive him so that we may learn to follow his example, so that we may learn how to give ourselves as a living sacrifice of praise. Let us place ourselves on this altar today and at every Mass, giving to Christ all we have and all we are.